السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل وذلك من سنتي رواه الترمذي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين الشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we are very close to the holy month of Ramadan. Just make dua constantly, every single day after every salah, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy should extend our lifespan and we can witness this holy month of Ramadan with the good health. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, ability, that we can benefit every moment of this blessed month of Ramadan. My brothers and sisters, this holy month of Ramadan is a special gift to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The previous Ummah, from the time of Nuh alayhi salam till Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, so many nations came in this world. So many Anbiya alayhi salam and prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of them had this holy month of Ramadan. Yes, fasting, this ibadah, this form of worship is common and it continues in every nation, in every era, in time of every Nabi and Rasul. But the days were different, the time span was different, the rules and regulations were different, the month was different. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam this special gift. And after the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah to Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, and the second year after Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this verse in the Holy Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أيام معدودات. Then later on, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. So after revelation of this ayah, even in all Makki period, 13 years after the Nubuwwat in Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala alaihim ajma'in used to fast on Yawm Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram. There was no month of Ramadan in Makki life. For all these 13 years were no Ramadan. They were fasting in Muharram and some other days. But when migrated to Medina Munawwara, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse and the holy month of Ramadan became obligatory fasting for the Ummah till the Yawm Al-Qiyamah. So we should appreciate it. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, if my Ummah would know what is the holy month of Ramadan, what is the fasting during the month of Ramadan, they will wish the whole year should be Ramadan. Whole year should be Ramadan. When they see the benefit and fruits and rewards of the holy month of Ramadan. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the other side, if a person misses one fasting, one day of Ramadan, for any reason. Maybe he's sick, he couldn't wake up, whatever reason is. He missed just one day of Ramadan, didn't fast. Rasulullah said, after the Ramadan, if he start fasting rest of the year, rest of the life, just to compensate that one day which he missed in during the month of Ramadan, to make it, to make the qada of it, if he fasts rest of his life, 60 years, 70 years, whatever lifespan after that, he will never be able to achieve that reward of one day fasting which he missed during the month of Ramadan. There is no makeup for it. Yes, Sharia wise, if a person has missed one day after Ramadan, he fasts for one day, his qaza is done. Officially, qaza is done. But the reward, the ajr, he missed by not fasting during the month of Ramadan, he will never be able to get it again. That's how important every day and every night, every moment of the holy month of Ramadan. My brothers and sisters, this is our habit that when we have some important events, daughter is getting married, son is getting married, or something happening, we prepare months ahead. We make a list of everything. We make sure whatever is requirement on that day of event or day of occasion or celebration, we prepare for everything. We double check, we make sure when the event comes, then I should not miss anything. There shouldn't be any shortage of anything. Plan, make sure, right? Because we have the importance of that event is going to just come once in a lifetime. We want to celebrate it, we want to enjoy it, that occasion in 100%. So we prepare for it. Any person, sport person, who has a, you know, final game or anything in the stadium, he does not show up on the day of the, you know, the day they are going to play football or soccer or baseball or whatever. No, he prepares months ahead. Rehearsal, practice, practice, practice. So when the day of final comes, when he has to show into the stadium in front of the thousands of people, he should show in proper manners. He shouldn't miss any goal or any opportunity. So he practices before the match is taking place itself for so many days, so much of effort. This is our common habit, right? So that's why our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically taught us this lesson, that 2 months ahead, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start making dua. That Allah, you have seen us the crescent of Rajab, please extend our life during the month of Shaaban and let us witness the month of Ramadan. So we can take benefit of the every 2 months ahead, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua. In the whole month of Shaaban, as we heard so many times, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the whole month of Ramadan almost. And when the Sahaba asked, why are we fasting? This is not obligatory, Ramadan is still coming. So he used to answer, I'm getting ready physically, spiritually, mentally. That's why I'm practicing. I'm rehearsing the practice of fasting, staying hungry and thirsty. So when the holy month of Ramadan arrives, then I must be prepared physically and mentally. That was the preparation of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Physically, we do prepare before Ramadan comes. We start shopping month ahead. Make sure our beef and goat and sheep and chickens, samosa and pie and pastry should be full in fridge and freezers. There should not be shortage of iftar during the month of Ramadan. We are more worried about these things. Where I'm going to get halal chicken, let me make some samosa, let me... Our sisters are busy making pies and samosas and rolls and what, pastry. What? So when month of Ramadan, every day we need it. We are more worried about iftar than fasting. More worried about iftar, what we have to fry and what we have to prepare, fruits and all the different kind of varieties. Then we are worried about tahajjud salat and taraweeh and all other ibadat during the month of Ramadan. More worried about stomach. As the practical aim and object of fasting is to stay hungry, to discipline ourselves, to control our thirst and our hunger, our lust and desires. That's why Allah Ta'ala wants us to stay hungry for a few hours. But we eat, make sure in suhoor we eat so much, so during the day we don't feel hunger and thirst. And immediately after sunset, we attack on the food. There are so many varieties on the tables. From hours and hours, our ladies are, you know, frying and preparing, cutting the fruits and making the, you know, milkshake and what and what. So the time between Asr and Maghrib is so precious time that our women folk also should spend and engage themselves in reciting the Holy Quran, making some zikrullah, some tasbihat, making istighfar, reading Durood Sharif. In last 10-15 minutes, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before breaking the fast. That's the whole object of Ramadan, to connect ourselves spiritually to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not happening. Until the last moment, she is in the kitchen making sure every samosa should be fried. And she is deprived of dua and zikrullah and Quran and all these things. She is so occupied and busy because she has responsibility. Kids are fasting, husband is hungry, and hungry husband is angry. So she wants to make sure that he shouldn't be angry after iftar. Cool him down. So this is how our whole month of Ramadan gets wasted. In last 10 days, which is very important, Rasulullah SAW used to sit for i'tikaf, right? Those 10 days we spend in shopping, Eid shopping. New clothing, shoes, and what for the Eid day. So those days are also wasted by shopping and going out and all these things. So what we get out of in month of Ramadan? Nothing, right? So my brothers and sisters, as we are getting ready, we should prepare, make a list and make a habit before Ramadan comes. Still we have few days left. So should come to the masjid, make sure that in the month of Ramadan, there will be one extra prayer which we call Taraweeh Salah. And during the Taraweeh Salah, alhamdulillah, we are have opportunity to listen the Holy Quran in Taraweeh Salah. So from now, we should make a habit of coming to the masjid little early, especially for Maghrib, Isha and Fajr. We should make these three prayers from now onwards, that I should go to the masjid every Maghrib so we can have habit during the month of Ramadan. I will be there for iftar. Unfortunately, all over the masjid, this is the scenario that when the iftar in the masjid, we have big crowd for Maghrib. If the day there is no iftar, we said few people in the masjid. What does it show, my brothers? Do we come to the masjid just to eat nice food? And we are not concerned about Maghrib Salah and coming to the masjid and getting all the reward for coming to the masjid during the month of Ramadan? No, my brother. We should not give, importance to the food. Rather, we should give importance to the ibadah, to the masjid. Praying Salat with the congregation. We should make habit, regardless we get dinner or not, we get iftar or not. My salat is very important to pray with the jamaat. Let me pray, break my fast in the masjid and let me pray salat with the jamaat. Whole month of Ramadan, make sure that you must pray Maghrib, Isha and the Fajr in the masjid. At least three prayers. Yes, Zohar, Asr, we are out working and we cannot make it. But these three prayers, we should make importance that we should be in the masjid. These are some things, and then we should make a habit of reciting the Quran from now. Those brothers and sisters who can read the Quran, they should open the Quran from now. Don't wait for Ramadan. Make a habit of reciting 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day. So when the Ramadan comes, we are already on the track, on the habit of reciting the Quran. If you are not making zikrullah, start making zikrullah from now, three tasbihat in the morning, three tasbihat in the evening. So when the month of Ramadan comes, we are already prepared for it mentally. So all this ibadat, we have to make the list of it. If we are spending, we have to schedule our time just for the month of Ramadan. I'm going to come little early. I'm going to quit my job little early. I'm going to drive little early to the masjid so I don't miss my Maghrib Salah. Prepare for it. Go little early to the job. Speak to the supervisor that this month, please give me little early off. I'll come little early to work. I will start early so I can get little early off. Make all this preparation. If we have importance of Ramadan, then only everything we will think and we will plan and we'll make an effort for it. Otherwise, Ramadan comes and goes. How many Ramadan came in our lives? This one extra Ramadan will come and it will pass away. What we get at the end of the Ramadan? Nothing. It was just normal days and nights as we used to have rest of the days in the year. It should not happen. We don't know, my brothers and sisters, next Ramadan will be arrive or not. So many people were with us last Ramadan, they are not here in this Ramadan. So there is no guarantee of the life. One more important thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted, our ibadat, our worship is only accepted if our heart is clean. Everything is depend on our heart. Rasulullah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُوْكَ شُحَ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. A person who has been protected from the ill feeling, hatred and jealousy of the other people, of the other brothers and sisters, those people are successful people. أُولَٰئِكُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. We are looking forward to success, making an effort for success. Rasulullah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the success is only there when your heart is clear. That's why in another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, only your maal, your wealth, your children will not be beneficial for you, will not be helpful to you. Only a person who will bring to me a clean heart, قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ, clean heart, without blemishes, without enmity, without jealousy, without hatred, without pride, without, you know, rancor and ill feeling of others. That kind of clean heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires, and based on that Allah is going to accept our ibadat. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said so beautifully, and this is very authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. He said, one day my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam took my hand and he said, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, in Qadarta, if you can do so, that you make your fajr and your evening, meaning you pass your whole day and there is no ghish, there is no ill feeling, there is no hatred, there is no enmity in your heart, faf'al, you must do so. Rasulullah encouraged Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and through Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the whole ummah till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. From the morning till evening, if you are happen to pass your entire day, you're going to meet so many brothers, you're going to intermingle with so many things will happen during the day, make sure there is no ill feeling, you don't harbor ill feeling, and then you pass the whole day like that, protecting your heart. Do so, because this is Rasulullah says, وَذَلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِ. This is my tradition. And just imagine and think about it. Rasulullah never said, to pray tahajjud is my sunnat, to pray awabin is my sunnat, to read the whole Quran is my sunnat. No. Although, alhamdulillah, every act of Rasulullah, every word of Rasulullah is the sunnah itself. But he did not emphasize or highlight those things. Those are ibadat, everybody understood. What he emphasized in this hadith, that you should have clean heart. If you have clean heart, whole day you pass through, you do not have any jealousy or ill feeling regarding anyone, then that is my sunnah. You are following my sunnah. You are my real ummati. And my brothers and sisters, let me tell you, it is very hard, it is not difficult. One of the hadiths Rasulullah has mentioned, that every Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith, tu'radu fi kulli ithnaini wa khamsina fayaghfiru Allahu li kulli imrin la yushriku billahi shay'an illa imran kanat baynahu wa bayna akhihi shahna. Every Monday, every Thursday, our amal, our deeds are taken away to the heaven in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although Allah knows everything. This is his system. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all people, those who did not commit shirk, illa imran, illa those two people, they have in between ill feeling, they are not talking to each other, they have some kind of rancor within themselves. Allah ta'ala says to the angel, leave them alone until they make sulah among themselves, until they reconcile themselves, then I will forgive you, forgive them. So they have done so many good amal during the whole week. They were punctual all 5 times salah, they performed tahajjud, they did all other ibadat, right? But all amal, an angel has collected, gathered and put in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because of ill feeling of the next brothers, because of hatred and jealousy and enmity and pride in their hearts, Allah says, I don't want their amal. Keep them away from me. I'm not going to forgive them until they make sulah among themselves. My brothers, this hadith is very dangerous, very scary hadith. We think we're coming to the masjid, we're praying so many prayers, we are doing so many good work, so Allah is pleased with us and we deserve Jannah. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, every action, there is a condition for his acceptance, that person who is doing that action, his heart should be clean. That is the first condition. Just imagine so many Ramadan passed, and alhamdulillah, all this past Ramadan, we perform Taraweeh full time, whole Ramadan, with the tawfiq of Allah. We fasted whole Ramadan, we didn't miss any fast. We did zakat and khairat and sadaqat, so many things during the month of Ramadan. And in our side, we were feeling, oh, we have done great job during the month of Ramadan. But we don't know how many peoples of us, our amal is still holding over there, suspended, since last Ramadan. Why? Because since last Ramadan, we did not forgive our brother, we did not talk to our sister, we did not, there are so many in our relatives and friends, we still don't talk to them, we still don't greet to them, we still harbor ill feeling about them. According to this hadith, all their amal is suspended, is not accepted by Allah, is still waiting. When these two brothers, two sisters can talk together, they resolve problems, reconcile, then their amal will be accepted and they will be forgiven. Who's lost, my brother? I think I have ego, he did wrong to me, why should I talk? He must come and apologize to me, I was right, he was wrong. Doesn't matter. It's your amal, it's your ibadah. You have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless you were right or you were wrong, for your sake, for your Ramadan, for your ibadah, pick up the phone. Just call. Brother, sister, I had some problem last month, last year. I apologize. Ramadan is coming. I want to clean my heart. If he doesn't answer and still remain same way, then in the hands of Allah, you have cleaned your side. Just do that much. Just make sure from your side, your heart should be clean from everybody, from everyone. Whoever harmed you, insulted you, humiliated you, accused you, whatever case may be, Ramadan is coming. As we preparing for our iftar and all samosa, this is more important to make sure that my heart should be clean before Ramadan. So whatever ibadah during the month of Ramadan I'm going to do with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah must accept it because my heart is clean. There is no ill feeling in my heart. Everybody has to do. Otherwise, it's coming to the masjid, fasting, doing all the things. But because of this one problem, his amal is not passing through. He's stuck at the border. Immigration is not going through from there because heart is not clean. So brothers and sisters, I humbly request, and if I hurt anyone, anywhere, please forgive me first of all, and make dua for me. May Allah give us tawfiq to take advantage of this during the